You know, the Yom Kippur service is the most solemn and serious time of the year, so there's a little bit more emphasis on liturgy in our time together, so that a lot of extra reading today. But even in the reading itself, there's a message right there. As you've listened through the readings and understood what they were saying, you know, there's a message there for us. And so when we get into the Feast of Sukkot on Wednesday evening, the whole mood changes, and we get into a time of great rejoicing and celebration, and that's how the season concludes. This season concludes with great joy, with great celebration, and so come prepared Wednesday evening to have a great time of rejoicing together, and that will be our primary focus on Wednesday evening, will be worship and celebration. And so let me just take a few moments and to share some announcements. This is the beginning of a new month as well on the calendar. As well as, you know, on the Jewish calendar, of course, but also upon the civil calendar. And so we have, in your bulletin, we have October. We have a busy month ahead of us. And I believe that there was, before we kind of get into that, let me just share just a few announcements that, of course, today is Yom Kippur, the day of fasting and prayer. We're going to do some prayer a little bit later. So there's no oneg today. And so we're not serving any coffee, tea. You know, so that everyone who's on Odeg ministry is a nice once a year break for you. But there is still bread downstairs, so if you'd like to pick up some bread before you leave and take it home and have some when you break your fast a little bit later, that would be great. But, you know, in preparation for the Feast of Sukkot on Wednesday evening, we need to cover our sukkah, which is just outside the front of our entrance of our building. Every year we cover that sukkah with branches, leafy branches, flowers, whatever. So, you know, still, you know, we've had a great summer, so there still should be a lot of leaves on the trees. And so we would invite you to come in and to, you know, do a little bit of pruning in your backyard and bring some leafy branches. If you could bring some tomorrow afternoon or any time before Wednesday, it would be much appreciated. Just put them on the ground or, you know, put them on the sukkah. And we're going to really believe that we're going to have another beautiful sukkah for this coming year. And so that's important that we honor that part of the commandment of Sukkot is to bring all of our leafy branches. And so we encourage you to do that, you know, maybe for those who are coming for the shower tomorrow afternoon or whatever. Anyone is welcome to donate some nice leafy branches for our sukkah. It's also biblical to take a festive offering during the Feast of Sukkot. And this year we want to give... We're involved in a bit of a special project again with J&F. We shared this, a couple weeks ago in our Erev Shabbat supper. I shared a little clip from J&F regarding an opportunity for us to build a shelter for victims of domestic violence in Israel. Domestic violence is something that is a problem everywhere in the world, and you know, even in our own community as well. Though we want to have a part in helping to provide some protection for, you know, some of these women who are being abused and so forth. And so we want to contribute towards that. And so we want to invite you, as we do every year, to be involved in a special festival offering. It tells us in Deuteronomy 16, 3 times a year, all you males shall appear before Adonai your God at the place he chooses, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And no one should appear before Adonai empty-handed. And the gift of each man's hand is according to the blessing Adonai, your God, has given to you. And so when we gather together on Sukkot on Wednesday evening and throughout the whole week of Sukkot, you know, we just invite you to bring a special offering over and above your tithe just to express your willingness to be involved in this project, but also to be a blessing to our congregation as well. So we continue to move forward as a community. And also, next Sunday is a very special day for Kim and Renee. They're going to be having a wedding during Sukkot. And so it's going to be at 4 p.m. And in our congregation, I believe that there was a sign-up sheet for anyone that was interested in coming. And so it'll be a special time for them. It's a Messianic wedding. And so we invite you to come and be a part of that if you're able to. Of course, next weekend is Thanksgiving. And so we really encourage you to spend time with your family and really have a good time together with your family. The next Wednesday, or actually, you know, we have included in the bulletin here a couple of hand inserts. One is a Messianic movie night on the last day of Sukkot. October the 11th, we're going to be showing a movie called The Star of Messiah. And we, as a community, believe that Yeshua was born during the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And so this here is a really good teaching on, you know, the significance of the star that appeared, you know, that led the kings of the East to come to search out Yeshua, the King of the Jews. And so this is going to be a good movie that you might want to consider being a part of on Wednesday evening, October the 11th at 7 p.m. And then on October the 18th, we're beginning a new series of Hayesod studies, you know, through First Fruits of Zion. And the focus is on the Shabbat. So we have your handout here in the bulletin. And we have, and so there's going to be a lot of really good teaching as part of this course. And so we have some sign-up sheets in the back. If you'd like to sign up for this Hayesod course, I know that you'd really be blessed by it, encouraged by it, to really reinforce your understanding of how important the Shabbat is. So these are two important events coming up. And also we have our foundation class. It's going to be a bit of a busy month, October again. I thought we were going to be kind of slowing down, but it's going to be a little bit of a busy month in October, especially for those who are wanting to be part of our foundation class. So we do have some sign-up sheets for those that would like to be part of our foundation class, which begins on the 14th. After the Oneg at 2 o'clock p.m. downstairs in Leadership Center. So there's a number of people who've already signed up for the foundation class. But if you haven't signed up and you've been coming to the congregation for a few months, you know, then, you know, and you want to learn more about what we're all about and what the Messianic vision is all about, then this will be the class for you. Right. Yes, we have also an Erev Shabbat Sukkot Supper celebration on October the 18th. 17th. Is that 13th. Okay. I didn't have my glasses on. It looked like a 13, but it looked like an 8, but it's a 13th. All right. Okay. All right. That's very October 13th at 6:30 p.m. And we'll be celebrating the Sukkot celebration, and we'll be including the Yom Messiah, the day we honor the Messiah at his birth. And so we're going to provide the turkeys. If you could bring hot dishes, salads, desserts, and so forth. And so we would invite you to be part of that special evening of celebration. It'll be a great time together. And, of course, then tomorrow we have this baby shower, you know, at 2:30 p.m., you know, for all the new births that have come into our community, into our congregation. So there are four or five mothers that will be coming together. And so it'll be a great time to really, you know, show some special blessing to these little ones. And I think that's it for the announcements. Okay. Well, today, you know, it's going to be a bit of a, we're not going to be too concerned about the time. So if you're fasting, you don't have to worry about going home for lunch or going downstairs for the oneg. And so you just have to, you know, break your fast a little bit later and enjoy a nice meal later on. So we're going to do a couple of things. Because usually in the synagogue, it goes on all day until sundown. And so we're not going to be staying that long. We won't be staying until 5 or 6 o'clock at night. But we're going to stay for maybe another hour or so. And so we'll just pray that God will. There's a message the Lord has given to me, but also we want to provide a time for some corporate prayer, you know, to open up, to, you know, in our congregation and just to open it up for a time of prayer. And so let me begin with sharing a word. Maybe I'll switch it around. Let's open up for some time of prayer right now. And then I'll end with, you know, sharing this message that God has put in my heart. Because we wanted to use this day. Today is the most holiest day of the year. And it's a day that we really wanted to dedicate this, you know, this service, at least this message, to Yeshua, our Messiah, our great high priest. And so... No, we are only here today because Yeshua has become our atonement. And so if we would not be, none of us would be here today if it was not for Yeshua, our Messiah. And to know that our names have been written in the book of life. Amen. So we come together as a Messianic community. We come together as a Messianic community to remember our Messiah and to thank him for our salvation. And even though we confess our sins together as a congregation, that's part of our sanctification as believers, that's part of growing in our faith, is that we need to learn how the importance of confessing our sin when we need to confess our sin, even as New Covenant believers, that we need to realize that, as I said last night, forgiveness is not automatic. You know, they're a condition. And if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. So we need to be willing to forgive. Otherwise, God will not forgive us. We quench and grieve His Spirit when we withhold forgiveness from others. And so we come together as a community to, first and foremost, to honor Yeshua as our great high priest. But we also come together to pray for Israel and for their salvation. Because Yeshua said salvation is of the Jews. You know, Paul prayed in chapter 10 of Romans, I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. He said, my sorrow is great and the anguish of my heart is unending. For I would pray that I myself were accursed, banished from Messiah for the sake of my people. That's a pretty bold prayer. But you hear the heart of Paul, the greatest apostle who ever lived. He had that kind of love, something like Moses. You know, blot me out of your book. And Paul had the same kind of a heart. You know, for the sake of my people, he had such a deep burden for his people to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth that he was even willing to be blotted out of the book of life for the sake of his people. For he said, for my heart's desire and prayer for God, to God, for Israel, is that they might be saved. And that's really a heartfelt statement by Paul. So this is another reason why we come together to pray for the salvation of our people, that they might be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. And that's our burden, and that's our heart. You know, we are, as a community, we pray. You know, there's a scripture, Romans 1:16, that I've quoted many times. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation. To everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. So we have a burden to reach the Jew first, but also to everyone else. And so we've seen many people coming to the Lord in these last few months. You know, we've seen a number of people coming to the Lord. And so that's exciting to see that God is beginning to stir our hearts and we're beginning to become more actively involved in reaching out and sharing our faith. And so we've really been, it's been encouraging to see many coming to Yeshua. And so let's really take some time right now and let's just open it up for prayer and just thank the Lord for our redemption, for our salvation. Thank you for being our atonement. To pray for the salvation of our people. To pray for whatever is in your heart to pray. In a corporate way. And so let's just take some time right now and let's just open it up and let's just pray together as a congregation. And just don't be intimidated because there's a number of people here. You know, just feel free to just pray and ask the Lord to, you know, just give us, you know, a time of corporate prayer together to see, you know, His blessing poured out among us in Yeshua's name. Amen. Father, we do come to You and we thank You, God, that we can pray together as a community and pray in agreement, Lord God. And we know that You hear every heart. And even as Your Word says, this is the confidence that we have before You, that if we ask anything according to Your will, You will hear us. So, Father, thank You for hearing us today. Lord, on this special day of Yom Kippur, and Lord, we do pray that You will continue to deepen our understanding of You, God, that You would build a greater intimacy in our lives for You, that we would begin to have cultivate, you know, that deeper walk with You. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, that I will come in and sup with him and he with me, Lord, that we would just be open to just allow You to come and to, that we would fellowship with You, Lord, with greater intimacy, with greater love and with greater passion in our hearts, Lord God, You'd restore to us the joy of our salvation. Lord, as we begin this new year on the calendar, on the Jewish calendar, Lord, we thank You, Lord, that You have a great plan and purpose for each and every one of us. Lord, You've said in Your Word that I know the plans I have for You, plans for good and not for evil, to give You a future and a hope. Lord, You've given us eternal hope, Father. You've given us a future, Lord, that will last forever. Thank You, Lord, that You have forever inscribed us in the book of life and that we never have to question or doubt, Lord, our salvation. Lord God, as long as we ask for forgiveness of sin, and we do pray, God, that You will continue to build within our hearts, Lord, a deeper walk of obedience. And Lord, as we pray for Israel faithfully, we pray for their salvation. We pray You give them wisdom, that You would open their eyes, that they would know the truth as the enemies are surrounding them. Father, we know that
He who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps, that your hand is always upon that nation. And so as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as you continue to rise up intercessors to pray and intercede, Lord, we know that you will honor the prayers of all those who have interceded and who are crying out to you in faith and believing, Father, for the salvation of our people, because the salvation of Israel is a salvation of the nations. Lord, it's the coming of the Messiah. And so we look forward to that day, and we ask, O God, that you will continue to work in each one of our hearts to help us, you know, as a congregation. Lord, thank you for everyone who faithfully serves in this body. We have many wonderful people, Lord God, who are so faithful and who have such servant hearts and who are so generous and so loving and caring. And we pray that you will continue to build that in our congregation, that we would excel even more, and that we would continue to see you use Beth Shekinah as an instrument of blessing in our community and with one another. And Lord God, that you would just continue to help us to grow and mature and become more and more unified as a body. And that we would see people healed in this congregation. Lord, we long to see more and more people healed and set free from demonic powers that hold them and bind them. And we just break down every spiritual stronghold of the evil one. And we pray, oh God, that you would just set our people free. Lord, set our people free. And as we pray in faith and believe, Lord, that you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. And so, Father, we come to you in faith, and we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Lord, continue to build that desire. Father, we all long for revival. We long to see you revive us and to bring us into a place where we would really see, you know, your presence and your power at work in us. And so we pray, Lord, that we would not be fearful of the Holy Spirit, that we'd be open to your Spirit, and we would allow you to lead us and guide us and direct our hearts and our steps. And so, God, we thank you, Lord. Protect every family. Protect every marriage, God. Protect every son and daughter in this body. And, Lord, that we would truly seek your will in everything that we set our hearts to. And so we thank you, Lord. We just praise you for all that you're doing. We just pray, God, for this day of Yom Kippur. May it truly be a day that we'll remember, and that it would indeed be a defining moment in our lives and in this congregation. We thank you, Lord. We praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I think that, you know, just as we were praying, you know, that I just really sensed that I'm not going to share my message for today. You know, I just felt that we need that time of prayer, you know, and we don't need to hear more and more knowledge. We need to hear God's Spirit. Amen. And so let's just go in encouraged. And just, I'll save this message for another time. Yeshua, our Kohen HaGadol, our great high priest. But let's just really, you know, wait upon him and have some fellowship together. And just remember, this coming Wednesday, we're having our Erev Sukkot celebration. We're going to be waving our lulavs and our branches, our etrogs, and we're just coming together to really celebrate and rejoice. We're entering into a season of rejoicing now. And we're leaving the sadness and the sorrow and the introspection behind us. We want to move into a new season, a season of joy and celebration. And so we look forward to that in this coming week. And we look forward to what God is going to do as we continue to wait upon him and believe for great mighty things. It's for each and every one of us. And help us to, as I shared last night, as I was speaking about Jonah the prophet, that we, you know, that we would be obedient to our commission and our calling. You know, that we wouldn't be like Jonah, who ran in the opposite direction. That God has given us a great commission calling, and that we would be obedient to what God has commanded us to do. And so, Lord, I pray that even this coming week, that we would see his word go forth through us, and that we would not be ashamed to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, because it means salvation to all who call upon his name. And so let's just go in that encouragement and that strength, and just pray that as you go home, that you would just continue to just spend time in his presence, read through the book of Jonah, and just wait upon him and pray, and just continue to seek his face as we spend some time together before we leave today. Let's just really wait upon him and just trust that God will continue to do his work in us. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah, Father. Amen. Amen. We just have a worship song there, and then if Michael could come after and do the benediction. And if anyone would like some personal prayer, we want to be also available to pray for anyone. And so if anyone would like some prayer, let's just stand together. We've been sitting a long time today. We've been sitting, we've been standing. And so we just would invite anyone that would like some prayer to just come forward. If you can have some of our prayer team, if there's any in our prayer team available, just come. And we want to just pray for you and whatever you need might be. Rededicate your life to Him. If you have healing, you know, just if you want God to do something new and fresh in your life, let's just be open and wait upon Him. Just come to the altar and believe that God is able to meet you at your point of need in Yeshua's name.